Free trade zones. A free trade zone, FTZ, called a foreign trade zone in the United States, is a geographic area in a country in which some normal trade barriers, such as tariffs and quotas, are eliminated and bureaucratic requirements are lowered in hopes of attracting new business and foreign investments. Typically, goods may be landed, handled, manufactured, or reconfigured, and re-exported without the intervention of the customs authorities. Only when the goods are moved to consumers outside the zone do they become subject to the prevailing customs duties. FTZs are part of a wider category of special economic zones, SEEZs. Types of SEEZs include FTZs with an objective of supporting domestic or re-export trade. Export processing zones, EEPZs, with an objective of enabling export manufacturing. Subtypes include traditional EEPZs, which designate the entire area for export manufacturing, hybrids, which designate some part of the area as open to all industries regardless of export status, and single factory EEPZs, which designate the activities of an individual enterprise somewhere in the country as EEPZ activities. A bonded logistics park, BLP, is a type of EEPZ. Urban enterprise zones, which have an objective of urban revitalization. Freeports, which have an objective of multi-use, integrated development. Free trade zones are usually organized around major seaports, international airports, and national frontiers. The United Arab Emirates has created 45 free zones, including one at its international airport. China has 13 FTZs as of 2021 and will be designating the entire island of Hainan as another FTZ in 2025. This is an effort to attract more European companies to invest in mainland China. In the US, a foreign trade zone is a federally sanctioned site where foreign and domestic goods are considered to be outside of US customs territory. Merchandise can be brought into an FTZ to be stored, exhibited, repackaged, assembled, or used for manufacturing free of customs duty, quota, and other import restrictions until the decision is made to enter the goods into the US market. No duty is ever paid on foreign goods that are re-exported from the FTZ. There are approximately 250 FTZs in the United States, with at least one in each of the 50 states.
Benefits.
Importers and manufacturers benefit from FTZs in the following ways: exemption from customs formalities, duties, or quotas. Shippers land their goods in FTZs without going through customs formalities or import duties. They are also exempt from quotas. Exemption from duties or quotas on re-exports. Goods can be re-exported from an FTZ without having been subject to duties, and therefore, without having to go through a lengthy process to receive a duty drawback refund. Deferral of duties on imports. Duties and federal excise taxes are deferred on imports while they are in the FTZ. They will go through customs on the way out of the zone into customs territory. Avoidance of fines. Imports can be processed, remarked, and repackaged in an FTZ before going through customs. Therefore, a shipment with potential compliance problems can be brought into compliance in the FTZ before going through customs. Reduction of import duties on some cargoes. Shippers can land cargo in an FTZ, complete the break bulk, and then go through customs with just those goods destined for that country. Inspection of merchandise before paying duties. An importer can have cargo brought into an FTZ for inspection and testing before paying import duties, thus eliminating the possibility of having to reject a shipment after paying the duty on it. Avoidance of quota problems. If a shipment of goods exceeds an import quota, the shipper can hold the cargo in an FTZ until it can come in under quota. Indefinite, cost-effective storage. Goods can be stored in an FTZ indefinitely without being subject to local and state inventory taxes. The zones are under customs control, so they provide excellent security for stored items.
Manufacture and assembly without inverted duties.
When the duty on imported components is higher than the duty on the finished product, it is called an inverted duty. To avoid paying an inverted duty, a domestic manufacturer can bring low-price production materials into an FTZ and process them into a finished product for export. When going through customs, the manufacturer pays the duty on either the components or the finished goods, whichever is more advantageous. The FTZ board in the United States must approve any manufacturing or processing that results in a tariff reclassification. It's important to emphasize that any retail trade is forbidden in a free trade zone. Drawback. A disadvantage of having a free trade zone is that the host country receives reduced revenues from import duties. However, with the numerous advantages of an FTZ,
Many countries do provide them,